Kufay is a fascinating siman. If you try and make a picture of what the topic is, which we discuss in the world of Isser and Heter, right? So obviously the first step is you have to imagine what you have to define what makes something an Isser. Which under that umbrella we'll talk about something that's pogam, maybe it's not the Isser anymore, etc. Those type of things. You have to define your Isser. Then you have to define your transfer. What is a valid form of transfer? So we touched on the different types of forms of transfer. The Simon Kufay, the Iker Nakud of Simon Kufay is transfers. What is a valid transfer of Tom? And then we go back to Tzadi Aleph and Tzadi Beis, which again talks about that. Plus we call things getting more exciting, because when you're dealing with Isser, something which is Isser, so I don't have to create the Isser, I just have to transfer the Tom. I just have to transfer. When I'm dealing with Basu B'Cholov, I have to figure out if we create a Basu B'Cholov. I have to create Basu B'Cholov. But the Yisardo, there's a lot of parallels between the two. And then I deal with the Lach of the Bittel. So I want to know what's a valid form of, so how do you transfer Tom? That's, we're discussing now. And then we discuss the Simon, which deal with, okay, now that you transferred it, maybe it's Bittel. When you need, when the Chavit Trey is enough, when you need Shishim, when there's Dinim Drabon, with the Tavashesh Lamatir, and things which do not allow for Bittel. Right? So the different Simonim deal with different steps of the process. What's called Isser is Recha, a form of Isser. I have the Recha of the Isser. Is that called I have the Isser there? Is I have the Zeh? Is that a form of Isser? In other words, I want to know different, I have to define what an Isser is. What we put this, what we define as being has din of Isser. Then there's halachas of Taruvus. So Taruvus can be Ben Taruvus. Taruvus can be through Tom. And then what transfers Tom, right? And then there is, now that they mix together, what's its status, etc. So this even deals with the transfers. It makes it sound so easy, you know. You have to find this, to find that, find that. We know everything, right? Okay. It's interesting is that the first sif deals with the din of kavush, which we have not touched on at all yet. No, we haven't touched on it yet. So there's a Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says that Pasul B'Cholov is a Kiddush because that the whole day you sit there and you soak it together and nothing happens. But if you cook it together, it's awesome. So that's clear that Kovish does not generate Pasul B'Cholov the rice. That's how. But the Mora does say clearly that if it works, it works by Shari Surim. Because the Mora's point is, it's unique din by Basul B'Cholov, that's the Kiddush. It means every other Yisur, if you soak it, it's a problem. Basul B'Cholov is only a problem if you cook it as opposed to if you soak it. So that, the Rishonim say, you see that the din of Kavosh, Kim of Vushal, the Gabi Yisurim, is within the Raisa. Because the more you're talking about the Raisa level, that Basul B'Cholov is considered a Kiddush, the Raisa level, and you can't learn up, the more wants to know, to learn from Basul B'Cholov to Shari Surim. The more said you can't, because Basul B'Cholov is a Kiddush. What's the Kiddush of Basul B'Cholov? That Kavosh doesn't work. Only Bishul works, whereas everything else, even Kavosh works. So we're talking about the Raisa level. So then the Kavosh Kimavushal, which we're going to do in this series, is in the Raisa, like most Rishonim. Now, it's Kavosh Kimavushal, it's in the Raisa that it transfers Tom, because that's all you need by Yisurim. You don't need, the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, you're not going to say you recover something, you're right by Hilchos Shabbos, because it's Bishul. Right? Gabi Basul B'Cholov, it's clear that it's not considered, doesn't meet the criteria of Bishul, whether didn't you need Losev Vashal Gadit. But the Gabi, the ability to transfer Tom, that's a Dinder Reis, so the Kavosh transfers Tom. It's not a Dinder Rabbanan, it's a Dinder Reis. How long does it take to do that? So I'm still reading the more says, the more saying, well, listen. Basul B'Cholov was a Kiddush, because even though you let it sit, Shara Lekula Yayma, you let it sit for a whole day, and it's still mutter, which means, again, to this thought process, we're contrasting Basul B'Cholov versus a Shari Surim. If it's a shari serum, that would be enough to make it aser. The basuchal, if it's not, so that's clear. The Rosh says, in the Avodah Zarah, that's clear from that Gemara that the shear which Chazal understood that the kavish will transfer to make it aser is kuliyama. Says now it can't mean sunrise or sunset type of a thing, because that really changes. Each day will change. So it must be Chazal meant kuliyama meant ameis leis. So that's how the Rosh. That's how we get the shear ameis leis is from that Gemara. So the Mechaber says, Isur Shanishra im heta meis leis b'tzainan, even though it's cold, there's no heat. Mikri kavish. Let's consider that you're kavish together. Harehu kimavushal b'neser kulay. So it's considered, it gets in a mavushal, which means it transfers tam, and therefore the whole thing becomes us. It's a full transfer of tam, and unless you would have dine bittul, so it's not going to work. So a person has iser, which is soaking in heter, so 24 hours, jasu the heter. But less than that, we don't assume any transfer of tam, and so you have a solid heter and a liquid iser, so nothing got absorbed at all. There's no klipas, there's no gratas, there's no natilas, and all you got to do is wash it off, and everything is fine. Okay. Now the example I gave you was a case of a solid and a liquid. Right. The marshal of the Gemara is talking about the case of basar bichalov. You're soaking the meat in the milk. So we're contrasting saying that over there that doesn't work by basar bichalov, and that's a chiddush. But by shari serum that'll work. So I know that if you take a salad and you soak it in a liquid, it creates this din which is called kavakim mabushal. If I have two salads sitting next to each other for 24 hours, I don't assume any that the Gemara is not telling me there's a transfer of time. I have two liquids. The Mor is not discussing transfer of time. But the Mor says in the case where you have a solid and a liquid, the impact that the liquid has on the solid is equivalent of bishul in regards to the table of liotah. Okay.
Is ice cubes a liquid?
Is ice cubes a liquid? The boys can talk about it, they assume no. Yeah, but as long as it's frozen, it's not considered a liquid.
Is there a transfer of time by basar
b'chalav?
Does the milk become
an issue? Yes, as Mr. Juba here says, that you can't cook it afterwards because you could be cooking basar b'chalav. So yes, there is, we assume that after 24 hours there will be absorption of milk inside the meat, just doesn't create basar b'chalav because it wasn't bishul. But if you subsequently cook that meat, you're already said the rice of cooking it, and you created basar b'chalav the rice.
Doesn't that make it more parallel with bishul? Yes, the creation of the Isser in Echanami. You need Bishul Mamish. By Shari Surim, there's no creation of the Isser. You're starting with the Isser and you want to know about it transfer. By Basmachal, also the time transfers through Kavish.
Well, that's really the point of the Gemara. That's really the point of the Gemara. The point of the Gemara is that Basmachal is not the flavor of meat and milk together, it's Dafka Bishul. Whereas by other Isserim, the Ikr and the Kud is the flavor. The more.
We're assuming that means, oh, by Slice, when it comes to Shari Surim, flavor is transferred without real
bishul. Yeah, the more is the Sugya Tam Keker. That Gemara is the Sugya Tam Keker. Said the Sugya Tam Keker, the more wants to know, the more says the Tam Keker, I Basar B'Chalav is not. The more says, you know, the more suggests learning out from Basar B'Chalav to Shari B'Surim, that's the Makor Tam Keker. The more says you can't. You know, I don't remember all the details of the Sugya, but the more is discussion in the Sugya Tam Keker. Right. You hear David's point. The point that the Gemara is telling me that I can transfer tam. So right now, midaraisa, if I want to taste the flavor of milk inside my meat, I'm allowed. So I have milchika meat in its mutter because it wasn't bishul. But about it, there's milk there. And the more thing, you need 24 hours for the flavor to go and to be absorbed inside and create something which is now iser. Until 24 hours, nothing happens, which the Kohen didn't really grapple with, like how that works exactly, right? So it's 23 hours and 57 minutes. You say, Baruch Hashem, I put on the clock, yeah, and I took it out, and
too cold, everything's
cold, yeah.
And then you would be allowed to cook it.
Yeah, let it cook it. There's no absorption. The absorption.
24 hours.
There's absorption, and now you have the tam iser, and it's a problem. And who then you have tam cholub in there? Mm-hmm. And if you cook it afterwards, you're gonna excuse the pun, you're gonna burn. Yeah. What? No. Then if you take it out, you wash it off.
Ah.
If you take it out, 23 minutes 57 seconds, right? 23 hours, 59 minutes, 57 seconds. You grab it, and you pull it out. You say, ah, Baruch Hashem. You wash it off, and you know you look at the clock. The timer rings. You have a very digital clock, perfectly 24 hours, right? You say, my mom's made it just under the wire, right? No problem. You do hadach. You're allowed to eat it. You wait three more. You wait 3 more seconds, and it's enough to rise to eat it.
Also the taste of the meat going to the milk also?
Yeah, kavash goes both ways. It absorbs into the meat. Yeah, but it's tam.
But it's not basim chalav.
Because it's not basim bishul.
No proof against it, but you can't do bishul.
You can't do bishul on this piece of meat because you got a problem. Because if you cook it, you're cooking the tam chalav with the meat, which is also.
You would be able to have the hadach.
What?
But you would be able to be the hadach. No.
In some cases, you waited 24 hours. So now, in some cases, you didn't wait 24 hours.
The Gemara that Rebbe brought is not saying that coverage doesn't work. Just saying that it's not awesome.
Correct.
The thing is coverage.
The more it sounds like this. The more it's like this. If I wouldn't know better, I would say, listen, the point of basar and chol is that you have basar and chol together. It's a problem. Okay, kavash creates basar and chol together, just like it creates kazer and your kosher meat together. Right? What's the difference? Comes along the Torah says, no, that's not enough to answer it. Some more calls that a chiddush, because I would assume the problem of basar and chol is just basar and chol. Comes the Torah says that's not enough. The point, the more is that's called a chiddush, means theoretically it should have worked, but it doesn't work because of the chiddush of basar and chol. Okay.
And we wouldn't eat that stam just because of a different thing of tam kaker.
What's it?
That piece of meat that was 23 hours from the milk. We wouldn't cook it.
No. It's only 23 hours in the milk, it's mutter. Just wash it off, it's mutter.
So you taste it.
You don't taste it.
Milk in there, after you cook it. Should we also have it?
But you don't taste it. That's also the transfer time doesn't need 24 hours.
Is it? No.
If you think it does, so... That's, you don't know what the taste of milk is. I want to say something over here. I am very much in these things. I never get involved in the, but it tastes like I can't deal with those questions. I don't know. The more tells me it doesn't taste like milk, I have no problem. I sleep fine at night. What? Now, what will be the case where it's been 24 hours? So now the talk is Tom Cholov in there. Right. You don't taste it. That's your problem. Kavash is solid and liquid.
And you have two salads next to each other.
No. Yeah. Okay. But it's all talking cold. We haven't touched heat. We're not talking any heat yet. Okay. The Shach of the Taz is going to deal with that we have a problem of pogum, because the time of transfer after 24 hours is pogum. So before 24 hours it didn't transfer. After 24 hours it's pogum. So where's the case that it's also? Right, so that's a problem.
It's only a problem with Kaylee.
We shall see. Okay. Hagoah. B'chol makom shemina kosh kavushla afila masha chutz the kavisha aser the kavisha shlamat mafeyav lemala kavod vishul. We should kill the masha b'chutz. So if you're saying kavush kavushul, Chazal dafka use the mashal kavush kavushul. I mean, that's not kavush kavushul. The kavush is Taurus that has the milas of transfer of time, just like the Bishul does. So just like my Bishul, that when you have, even if you have a piece sticking out from the liquid, it's, a part of it's submerged, a part of it's, it still gets cooked. So there's movements of time, etc., taking place. Once part of it is submerged, it affects the whole chaticha. So similarly, by kavish, that'll be true as well. But yes, we're killing b'mashal b'chutz. There's some that say that that's not true. Fine. Shastan say with davar shomein, we hold some fevayen, and we don't know what davar shomein is. So practically, we're going to be makhlat for a sheet. The sava kavish is also. So it's a suffix derisa.
Yeah, if you don't know how long,
That's going to be a hard question. In other words, if you don't know how long, there should be a cheskes heter on the your. So was the case. You had a case of heter, a piece of heter fell into Isur or vice versa. I had a cheskes heter. You don't know if it changed. So the car you should use chazaka to say that it's mutter. So what's the case over here? We're talking about suffix is also. You had two kelim, one of them was vadi kavish, one was not. Zadi turned out one was. You're not sure which one is which, so then you know it's on the chazaka, you know, okay, all those type of cases. We touched on this once. The came over here right away, deal with this issue of why don't you use chazaka. They say in a case where we don't know there was kavish at all, for sure we're not mad. But the case we know is kavish, the shaila is just how much, but whether you're shaila or not. So that's what the taz learns the cases, and that they ask him, why don't you? Everybody asks in the taz, so why don't you use chazaka? We discussed this once.
Yeah, the kelim should never be in kelim. Especially they find nothing for kelim, they come out to sex sacred.
Right.
There's no chazaka. We suggested because nothing, no din is changing. It's just the bleus enter and out.
Right. So when we deal with that piece inside, we'll talk about it a little bit. Fine. No vad was becholov. The zin in the kulov. The minatari and also rak b'bishul mamish. But kavish by bashul becholov. Even tells the midrabanan. Midrais it's mutter. You can enjoy your milk gatam baser or your flesh gatam milk, right? But midrabanan it's aser. But that's only the rabanan. So now if you have a suffix in the baser becholov, it'll be the rabanan. So be the suffix the rabanan the kulov. Okay. Vim who kavish besech sir or besech chaimitz. So it's something in kavish and water. That's our, you know, a regular liquid. If it's a liquid which has sir, which it's salty, so it has a stronger power to it to transfer flavors. Or chaimitz, vinegar. Im shakrei shitnenu ala or v'yarsiach v'yasal izbash al reyu kemavushal. So the shear is not 24 hours. So then the Rishonim grapple. So how long is the shear? It's not 24 hours. Raya some gemara. It's not 24 hours. Okay. So what's the shear? So Beis Yosef assumes. Well, Viter kavish kimavushal. So it can't happen more quickly than it would take time to do bishul. Just like it would take the time to do bishul, you would have to put on the fire and heat up and make it boil. It would take some time for that to happen. So the transfer of time through tzir or chaimitz has to be the shear of yitnenu ala or b'yar siach. The time it would take to put the pot on the fire and get it to boil. Tzir is a brine. You know, it's water. You know, a salt, very salty type of a liquid. So that's the shear. Viyatzli's bashal, and it'll start to cook. Now, sarei hukim avushal. That's the shear. Pachma shear zeloy neser al kadei klipa. But over here, there's going to be an issue of kadei klipa. Because the mice, it's salty. So in the case of sir, it's salty. So you have the mile of meliach to it. So it will be a transfer of tam through melach. But that's only kadei klipa. But then it should ask the kula. You need kavish, and kavish needs the shear. The assumption of halacha that's 18 minutes. The time it takes to put on the fire and to be yaskal or siach, is 18 minutes. Yeah. That's the standard, how we use it. Okay, and then he says, "Why only El Simanayan? We didn't Basar Shenafel Letzir." So this is a common issue of, so when you salt meat, you put salt on it, it pulls out the dam, so liquid falls down into the bottom, right? So that liquid is sear. It has it's liquid, which has a very strong salty flavor because it was pulled out from the meat through the sear. Well, it also has dam in it. Now that your piece of meat falls into your sear, so now you got a problem that this is being mavliya the dam back into the meat. The problem with that is that the malicha only works to take out dam, which is there, the natural dam, which is there. Dam, which is nivlin, and afterwards, malicha doesn't take it out. So you just acid your meat by putting it, letting it fall into the seal, you acid your meat.
Or when Mishrik Sharik, go back in?
Mishrik Sharik has limitations, how far it goes. So we're not letting malicha right now, but it's not this be-all, end-all, catch-all, solve all the problems. Definitely helps, but doesn't solve everything. So tzir is going to be a problem. So over there, fine. Okay.
Boiling water would cook right away. Why do you need 18 minutes for salting?
Well, it takes time to put it. You put a pot in the water, it doesn't start boiling right away. It takes time for it to boil. It starts, takes time for the, after it starts boiling to start cooking.
You can put meat into boiling water.
You take a pot,
right,
and you put it on the fire, right, and you start, it starts to boil.
Now the water can cook.
So that takes time. It doesn't happen immediately. Right. It takes time for the water to boil.
Whatever capacity it has, it has.
Again, the Beis Yosef's argument is that the Chazal used lashon kavash kemavushal. The Betzim kavash kemavushal is a misnomer because it's not like bishul. Because the Gabi Shabbos is not considered bishul, and the Gabi Pashkol is not like bishul. So what it means is it has really transferred to Hatam, similar to bishul, right? So what's the negaya? So the negaya to me, he says that I've been going to see how much time it takes for bishul to create tam, and I'll say that the same amount of time it takes over here. Just saying it happens immediately is irrelevant. I don't need Thomas Kavushal anymore. You can't mean that, because then I'm back to square one. Why do you use the muscle kavash kemavushal? Tarsa means doesn't. You're right. Yes, it's not functioning like bishul, because by bishul, here whatever power it has immediately. Over there, it doesn't have the power because it didn't heat up yet. Yes, true. But the Chazal use that muscle to give me a time frame. Give me the time frame immediately. I don't need kavash kemavushal anymore. Just say kavash, transfers down, end the conversation. So that's how I understand the Beis Yosef. Just push it. It's not a svor. It's a cheshbon.
I mean, it's only the size of the pot. If you take an electric kettle, it could heat up in 4 minutes. The mind could be rice pot.
True. Well, just have it, you know.
So where's the shear 18?
Where's the shear 18? I don't know. The Hilchos Malicha says the shear is 18.
It's not like it's
Kilo
Bishul is happening.
Right.
It's the
Shir
Bishul 18 is
the
average power.
Yeah, so Chazal assumed that's the normal time. How the Chazal knew it was 18 minutes, I don't know. But they told me it was 18 minutes, I believe them.
The Metzias by Kovash is that it doesn't matter what size the pot is. It all
correct.
The same each time.
Right, correct. Because the point is, Chazal were using this as a mushal to give over a din of Azman. So they gave a mushal what the average person would expect. Now, how they knew that's the way it was, I don't know. But that's what they know. Yeah, that's not the point. The point is we're not making a perfect parallel. We're just using that as a marshal because it's not a perfect parallel. Like Ephraim is asking, it's not a, by the water, once it's hot, it starts affecting immediately. So we're also, it's salty, it should affect it immediately. So it's saying, the Chazal say no, that it needs time for the salt to be able to generate an impact on it enough to make an impact to transfer to Sina Stam. And that time is the equivalent to what people would normally use when they would be taking a pot, heating it up, and doing that. It's not similar in process, just similar in time. Okay. Let's do this. So the Prima Gadim over here is very nice, and it gives a shikl hakdama to the simon. Okay. So it's in the Mishmat Seis, an olive. So kind of the brother of the Varah, Akar Ksas, but didn't Kavish. I just want to talk about Kavish a little bit to understand Kavish. Prima Gadim does this a lot of times. Like you, so, now, the problem with Prima Gadim is Prima Gadim writes to Prima Gadim. Like, but you know, at least it's something. So is it dafka with lach? We said it is, but that he's going to go through the pratim and that. And how much lach is called lach? Right? So the two very wet things touching each other, is that good enough? It has to be soaking in it. How high does it have to be, etc.? Okay, so what about if you left it in there for 22 hours, you took it out and put it back in for 2 hours? What happens over there? Okay, at what point does it happen? Is it a constant process? Or is it that bin rega at the last moment? Right? How does that work? Gimel, ibe kli shayach kmisha. If you do kmisha of eser in a kli, is it less of the gamri? Okay, kli be mea kli. So I know it's mavli into food. Food is a rach, kli is a kosher. Is there such an argument to say that it could be mavli all the way through the kli? Or maybe it's only mavli, kli kli.
Would it even go through food that's sitting on the other side of the kli? If there's two foods on both sides of the table, would it go from one to the other?
It would be the same question, yeah. You may ask kilik ben cheres le'etz u'mateches. Do you look at different types of cattle differently? Kavish b'tzir b'chayim is a shad zvar mecharifim imahani l'kli kishir shiyasiach. They gave us a shir shiyasiach. So that shir shiyasiach we know works by oichel, by chayim and tzir. Does it also work by kalim? Adilma b'kli enoitzir kavish kim meisleis. Kalim, so we understand the impact of these starker things on a food is significant. Who said that that's true when it impacts with the kli? So I'm not sure. Hey, kvisha zuha muskeris, idvartara, isa sit in the rice, which is lemma dvartara, but sir bechamitz, kadesha siach, idvartara. So yeah, I have a Gemara which tells me that the kavish kibavushal of the liquid, regular liquids, that's I got a Gemara, let's say. That which you say about sir bechamitz, that kavish kibavushal in a shorter period of time, is that also the rice, or is that a different din? Okay. Vav kavish kavushal imamish kavushal the kavan of rak the half of liya igam gami masha bechutz the kavisha also mut. Okay. So what should be started? Those are the questions, right? So it pretty much covers everything you need to know about kavish. Da the kavisha lo shachel but the regush but the solo. So the first step is it only works in the case of a gush in a tzolo, in a liquid. Maflim of liyam is elazan. It works both ways, that the liquid affects the solid and the solid affects the liquid also. But lo b'shtei melachim, if both of them are liquids, shezem misyad yisarvu v'yesu zezeh, so they mix together, and it's also because of tarubis, but it's not. There's no transfer of tam. I don't need tam. There I have the actual be'en of the yisur, one or the other. Lo b'shtei gushim, avshei melachim ksas, lo shach kibal kavisha, if lo yam lo yomim rabim came. So if you have two pieces of dover gush next to each other, even though they're very moist, they're wet, and touching each other, there's no din of kavash over there. Koshkos of Dakarash Vishay Mar Mordechai Perbe is the Bay. Because it's a better call of Adal didn't have wolf. I feel a shuman is a munach besoich, so shuman has a milo, it's a mafafeyo. But if it's a solid, the fat is it's a fatty, but it's in a congealed form. Koshu koshu lehabik kavash. Rachim hu rach kadisa b'simin kuvdalit, which was a rush klal chav b'simin aleph shemavur im rach she iser hamunach b'soicha misnaneya mimakom lamakom kavash mikri. So let's say it's jelly like. So it's misnaneya b'soicha. It moves. It's sort of like it can sink into it, as opposed to just sitting next to each other. So maybe that's enough to say it's kavash. So it's frozen. So there's no transfer of time over there. It's like a rock. Elish the base lechem Yehuda, shalachuvas, etc., etc., etc. Kasa duki kavish. He is held. It is kavish.
Even though it melts slowly?
No, if it melts, well, when it melts, it will have to deal with it. So, yeah, just a little bit. Well, calls man. That's a very, very difficult phrase. At what point does it change from being liquid with a little bit of ice in it, as opposed to ice with a little bit of liquid on it? I don't know, but don't say. I'm not going to say calls man. I'm not going to, right? So he gets involved in the Yehuda's Raya, and he's doing it, etc. I'm not going to get involved in that. A common question, this when a person ever becomes like goes into kashrus, is the issue of so dam melicha works on dam within the first 72 hours after you shecht it. Okay, if you don't salt it within the first 72 hours after you shecht it, so the only way you get out the dam is through tzli. So you can only, the only way you can eat that meat is by roasting it. You can't cook it. If you cook it, your kli will become usur, etc. There's dam moving around and all these wonderful things. Right? So a common problem is that sometimes, you know, they don't necessarily, some shkita places do the processing of everything there. A lot of places don't. They shecht it, you know, and then they put it in the refrigerator trucks and they bring it to the butcher shop, and the butcher shop does the melicha. So the truck breaks down on the way, and it's sitting in the refrigerator truck, it's broken on the way, and you know, it's stuck in Birmingham, Alabama on the way, right? The sheet is in Montgomery, right? As my brother had this mice, right? Big, when he was in Birmingham. So the truck got stuck in Birmingham, and by the time it was going to get to where it had to get to, it would be more than 72 hours. Now, the butcher can't sell meat, he only roast. Because people want to buy it to make, you know, they want to cook it, whatever they want to cook it. You know, put a sign, people are not going to remember to do that, the rabbi's not going to allow you to sell that. So this is the hefsid Shelby, Hefsa Maruba you're talking about. So what, one of the solutions is to, was, so the solution over there is if you wash down the meat within 72 hours, so then it resets the clock. So he arranged with the fire company, they brought the meat there. They got the big hoses. They went inside. It's very tiresome to be able to do it with a little garden hose. You're talking about, I don't know, it was like 50,000 pounds of meat, you know, something like that. So no problem. You got the fireman in there. They, you know, he went in there also. He made sure they got every piece of meat, and that's what he did. So this problem was historically was a problem. They had this in a lot of shechita takes place in South America, and they ship it to America. So they're not doing this every 3 days on the boat. So the solution was to freeze it, freeze the meat, you know, and then they have freezers on the boat and keep it frozen the whole time. So, you know, what's the status of the frozen meat while it's being transferred? So a lot of places can, not everybody, but a lot of places can make a lot of it, because once it's frozen, it basically becomes, nothing happens. There's no movements, there's no transfer of time, nothing gets absorbed, nothing is changed while it's in the state of being frozen. And that's this, you know, assumption that while it's frozen, there's no din of kavush, etc. It's not absorbing anything, it's just staying, it's frozen in time, right? So that was the, so not everybody liked that. You go to, let's say, now much in the Star K, they basically have two places where they shecht. In Baltimore they have Rupert's Burgers Brothers, that's one word, and there's the truth packing. So Rupert's Burgers, they do everything on the spot. They do the shechita there, they do the tray bring there, they do the melicha there, and they pack it up, and so most of the meat you're getting at the, I think it's in 7 Mile, a lot of it comes out as Rupert's Burgers. So I went to see it. I went to see the shechita, I went to see the melicha, I went to see the, not the melicha, I went to see the shechita and the tray bring, I didn't see the melicha, but they process it. A lot of places just process it there. So wherever they're sending it to, you know, wherever place they're sending it to, so it's, you don't have to worry about the 72 hour issue.
They are semi fat?
What?
Is semi fat frozen?
I don't think so. A lot of the poiskim which are matzah, you look like it was older poiskim, older tshuvas, so they didn't really have an eitzah, so they, you know, they were, but if you have older eitzahs, they really didn't want to do that. Okay, Kama Yisha, the next paragraph. Do you have them right up in the paragraphs or not? Okay, Kama Yisha Zman Yisha Miburim, it's Meis Leis. Okay, pretty straightforward, Meis Leis. Ella, Sharisi, La Knesset Gedola. The ghost, Tur, Ois Gimel, Beis Yisim, Ois Sei, the Haronach, Kuvla Melchias, Seated the Kabash, Gimel Yomim. He has arrived from Gomorrah that the shear of Kovash was 3 days, not one day. So he needs possibly means 72 hours. Elam b'shalter asinu misvei kolachumra. But so that's, you know, machlokes b'shanim. But the shear is the base. So it says it's up the right. So you have to be machmer. But it's mashma the choshu lay sake of the rabosa. So he's not saying that it's a final psak against the Maronach. He's just saying it's a machlokes, and you have to be machmer a sofik. Now it blives a sofik. So now you get involved with the sofik sveika. So every case of sofik kovish, you have to raise the specter of the Maronach. The kashim came to sofik kovish meis leis, not to misvek sveika. Shem lo nichvash meis leis. Shem lo loch gemal yamim meinen. The other misvek sveika the meisa. Yes, we had them before Klal Amadal Din Gimel. The Sabbath Meis Leis is Osir. While Karach Kibin the Machaber Harab, the Ramah, he Chriu came. Well, Nicholas Pagetter is Sabbath Klal. The Pshat is Gimel Yom is not. It's not a practical Halachah Meis. It's not used as a valid Sabbath. Okay. Okay. Now, It's a new point. So if you switch the water, even if it was just immediate, so it was sitting in water for 24 hours or longer, but there was the original water was switched and then you put new water in, so there was a moment of hefsek. It's not 24 hours. The Mirash Shapiro, Yerin Shem. Hesem Rulel Lahatach Egav. So he only wants to make some on it by Hesem Meruba. Vaplita Besoif Tashem Eslates. As it happens, Mamish at the end of the 24 hours, not till then. I'm not sure what he's bothered by. In other words, that's not the gam is after 24 hours. The moment of kavish is 24 hours. So there's that magical moment in time of kachatos alayla, right? Of 24 hours, but not more. So it's not pogim yet. So l'chara, I should argue on the taz and the shach, and I should argue in that situation. 24 hours at the moment, 24 hours, the bria happens. It's not pogim until a second later. So the time which is going in is not pogim, right? So that's what he seems to be asking. Right, because I feel it's betashem esleis, but even so, the Taz and the Shach are right that there's a swara of less than time lifgam. Now, if that was the question, I'm not sure what the answer is, but okay, fine. Let's hold it here.